You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 249. We're continuing in the book of Isaiah. And in chapters 8, 9, and 10, we saw the king of Assyria getting the spotlight. And now we're shifting to the empire of the Babylonians. And as you know, the Israelites were eventually captured by the Babylonians. And you'll hear a lot of mixed messages. On the one hand, the Babylonians are used once again as a tool to punish the people of Israel for their unfaithfulness to the Lord. But at the same time, the Babylonians won't escape either, because the Lord has something planned for them as well. And the Babylonians will soon face their own destruction. And through that, there is promise. There is new hope. But before that happens, Isaiah will paint the portrait of a post-apocalyptic Babylon, where the once beautiful and glorious buildings are hollowed out and are now inhabited by wild animals. To some people, it is the end of the world. And when all is gone, there is only hope left. We're also continuing in the book of 2 Corinthians. Paul spends some time talking about Titus and his companions. And apparently, they have received a very large gift. This is probably of some large monetary value. And they're trying to be responsible with this gift and to make sure that they represent Christ accordingly in how they handle the gift and how that gift is not only used, but how it's presented to the other churches. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Isaiah chapter 10, verses 20 to 34. Then the people from Jacob's family who are left living in Israel will stop depending on the one who beat them. They will learn to depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Those who are left in Jacob's family will again follow the powerful God. Israel, your people are as many as the grains of sand by the sea, but only a few of them will be left to come back to God. Before that happens, your country will be destroyed. God has announced that he will destroy the land, and then justice will come into the land like a river flowing full. The Lord God, all-powerful, really will destroy this land. The Lord God, all-powerful, says,
My people living in Zion, don't be afraid of the Assyrians. Yes, for a while they will beat you with sticks and clubs, just as the Egyptians did. But before long, my anger will turn from you to them, and I will begin to destroy them.
Then the Lord All-Powerful will beat the Assyrians with a whip, just as they defeated Midian at Raven Rock. He will punish his enemies, as he did when he raised his stick over the sea and led his people from Egypt. He will take away the troubles Assyria brought you, troubles that are like heavy weights carried with a yoke on your neck. But that yoke will be taken off your neck. The burden will be lifted from your shoulders. The army of Assyria invades Israel. The army of Assyria will enter near Aiah. They will walk through Migron. They will keep their food in Michmash. The armies will cross over the mountains and sleep at Geba. Ramah will be afraid, and the people at Gibeah of Saul will run away. Cry out, Bath Galim! Lachish, listen! Anathoth, answer me! The people of Madmenah are running away. The people of Gebim are hiding. This day the army will stop at Nob and prepare to fight against Mount Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Look, the Lord God All-Powerful will use his great power and chop down that great tree of Assyria. Their highest officials will be brought down. Their most important leaders will be humbled. God will cut down his enemies like the tall trees of Lebanon. He will cut them down with an axe. Isaiah chapter 11. The King of Peace is coming.
A small tree will begin to grow from the stump of Jesse. That branch will grow from Jesse's roots. The Lord's Spirit will always be with that new king to give him wisdom, understanding, guidance, and power. The Spirit will help him know and respect the Lord. The king will find joy in obeying the Lord. He will not judge people by the way things look or make a decision by listening to rumors. He will judge the poor fairly and honestly. He will be fair when he decides what to do for the poor of the land. If he decides people should be beaten, he will give the command, and they will be beaten. If he decides people must die, he will give the command, and those evil people will be killed. Goodness and fairness will be like a belt he wears around his waist. Then wolves will live at peace with lambs, and leopards will lie down with young goats. An ox and a lion will eat together, and a little child will be able to lead them. Bears and cattle will graze in the same field, and their young will lie together in peace. Lions will eat hay like cattle. Even snakes will not harm people. Babies will be able to play near a cobra's hole and reach into the nest of a poisonous snake. People will stop hurting each other. People on my holy mountain will not want to destroy things because they will know the Lord. The world will be full of knowledge about him, like the sea is full of water.
At that time, there will be someone special from Jesse's family. He will be like a flag that all the nations gather around. The nations will come to him and ask him what they should do. And the place where he is will be filled with glory. And at that time, the Lord will again reach out and gather his people who are left in countries like Assyria, North Egypt, South Egypt, Ethiopia, Elam, Babylonia, Hamath, and other faraway countries around the world. He will gather the people of Israel and Judah who were forced to leave their country. They were scattered to all the faraway places on earth, but he will raise a flag as a sign to the other nations that he is gathering his people together again. Then Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, and Judah will have no enemies left. And Judah will not cause trouble for Ephraim, but Ephraim and Judah will attack the Philistines. These two nations will be like birds flying down to catch a small animal. Together, they will take the riches from the people in the east. Ephraim and Judah will control Edom, Moab, and the people in Ammon. Just as the Lord divided the Red Sea near Egypt, he will raise his arm in anger over the Euphrates River and strike it. He will turn it into seven dried up streams so that people can walk on dry land without taking off their sandals. Then God's people who are left in Assyria will have a way to leave, just like the time the people of Israel came out of Egypt. Isaiah chapter 12. A song of praise to God. At that time, you will say,
I praise you, Lord. You have been angry with me, but you are not angry with me now. You showed your love to me. God is the one who saves me. I trust him and will not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength, the reason I sing for joy. He is the one who saved me.
You people will get your water from the spring of salvation. Then you will be happy. At that time, you will say,
praise the Lord and call out his name. Tell everyone what he has done and how wonderful he is. Sing songs of praise about the Lord because he has done great things. Spread this news about God throughout the whole world. Let all people know these things. People of Zion, shout about these things. The Holy One of Israel is with you in a powerful way. So sing for joy.
Isaiah chapter 13, God's message to Babylon. God gave Isaiah, son of Amoz, this message about Babylon.
Raise a flag on that mountain where nothing grows. Call out to the men, wave your arms to let them know they should enter through the gates for important leaders. I have separated these men from the people, and I myself will command them. I have gathered these proud, happy soldiers of mine to show how angry I am.
Listen to that loud noise in the mountains. It sounds like crowds of people. People from many kingdoms are gathering together. The Lord, all-powerful, is calling his army together. They're coming from a faraway land. They're coming from beyond the horizon. The Lord will use this army as a weapon to show his anger. They will destroy the whole country. The Lord's day of judgment is near, so cry and be sad for yourselves. It is time for God, all-powerful, to destroy. People will lose their courage. Fear will make them weak. Everyone will be afraid. They will stare at each other with shock on their faces. Fear will grip them like the pains of a woman in childbirth. God's judgment against Babylon.
Look, the Lord's special day is coming. It will be a terrible day. God will be very angry. He will destroy the country and wipe out the sinful people who live there. The skies will be dark. The sun, the moon, and the stars will not shine. The Lord says,
I will cause bad things to happen to the world. I will punish the evil people for their sin. I will make proud people lose their pride. I will stop the boasting of cruel people. There will be only a few people left. They will be as rare as pure gold. In my anger, I will shake the sky, and the earth will be moved from its place.
That will happen on the day the Lord All-Powerful shows his anger. Then the people from Babylon will run away like wounded deer or sheep that have no shepherd. Everyone will turn and run back to their own country and people. Anyone caught by the enemy will be killed with a sword. Their little children will be beaten to death while they watch. Everything in their houses will be stolen, and their wives will be raped.
Look, I will cause the armies of Media to attack Babylon. No one can stop them, even with offers of gold and silver. With their bows and arrows, they will kill the young men. They will not show any kindness or mercy, even to the babies and young children. Babylon is the most beautiful of all kingdoms, and the Babylonians are very proud of it. But I, the Lord, will destroy Babylon like Sodom and Gomorrah. No one will ever live in Babylon again. People will stay away from there. Not even those who move from place to place will ever set up their tents there. And shepherds will not let their sheep rest there. The only animals living there will be wild animals from the desert. People will not be living in their houses in Babylon. The houses will be full of owls and large birds. Wild goats will play in the houses. Wild dogs and wolves will howl in the great and beautiful buildings. Babylon will be finished. The end is near, and it will not be delayed.
Second Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 to 24. Titus and his companions.
I thank God because he gave Titus the same love for you that I have. Titus agreed to do what we asked. In fact, he himself wanted very much to come and see you. We are sending with Titus, the brother who is praised by all the churches. He is praised because of his service to the good news. Also, he was chosen by the churches to go with us when we take this gift. We are doing this service to bring honor to the Lord and to show that we really want to help. We are being careful so that no one will criticize us about the way we are caring for this large gift. We are trying to do what is right. We want to do what the Lord accepts as right, and also what people think is right. Also, we are sending with them our brother who is always ready to help. He has proved this to us in many ways. He wants to help even more now because he has much faith in you. Now, about Titus. He is my partner. He is working together with me to help you. And about the other brothers, they are sent from the churches and they bring honor to Christ. So show these men that you really have love. Show them why we are proud of you. Then all the churches can see it. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Your giving is a blessing. I really don't need to write to you about this help for God's people. I know that you want to help. I have been boasting about you to the people in Macedonia. I told them that you people in Achaia have been ready to give since last year, and your desire to give has made most of the people here ready to give also. But I am sending these brothers to you. I don't want our boasting about you in this to be for nothing. I want you to be ready just as I said you would be. If any of those from Macedonia come with me and they find that you are not ready, we will be ashamed. We will be ashamed that we were so sure of you, and you will be ashamed too. So I thought that I should ask these brothers to go and see you before we do. They will help in getting together the generous gift you promised. Then it will be ready when we come, and it will be seen as a blessing you are giving, not as something you were forced to do.
Psalm 105, verses 37 to 45.
He led his people out of Egypt. They were carrying gold and silver, and none of them stumbled or fell behind. Egypt was happy to see his people go, because they were afraid of them. The Lord spread out his cloud like a blanket. He used his tall cloud of fire to give his people light at night. They asked for food, and he sent them quail. He also gave them plenty of bread from heaven. He split the rock, and water came bubbling out. A river began flowing in the desert. The Lord remembered his holy promise that he had made to his servant Abraham. Yes, God brought his people out of Egypt. They came out rejoicing and singing their happy songs. Then he gave his people the lands of other nations, and they got what others had worked for. He did this so that his people would obey his laws and follow his teachings. Praise the Lord!
Thank you, everyone. That was day 249. Join us for day 250. Isaiah continues to prophesy about the king of Babylon. And in some post-apocalyptic poetry, Isaiah talks trash about the king of Babylon and what's going to happen to his kingdom, but in a poetic way, kind of like gangster rap. And in the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul discusses the idea of giving versus the blessings that are received from the Lord. Is there a correlation? Is it true that the more you give, the more you're blessed? We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.